Chapter 8. Ms. Lillian Jean, would you wait up a minute, please?
Cassie, you cracked, cried Stacy. Cassie, where you? Get back here. Cassie!
Stacy's words faded into the gray stillness of the January morning as I turned deaf ears to him and hurried after Lillian Jean.
Thanks for waiting up, I said when I caught up with her.
She stared down at me irritably.
What you want?
Well, I said, walking beside her, I've been thinking about what happened in Strawberry back last month.
Yeah,
commented Lillian Jean suspiciously.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was real upset for a while there. But my papa told me it don't do no good sitting around being mad. Then I seen how things was. I mean, I should have seen it all along. After all, I'm who I am, and you're who you are.
Lillian Jean looked at me with astonishment that I could see the matter so clearly.
Well, I'm glad you finally learned the way of things.
Oh, I did, I piped readily. The way I see it, here, let me take them books for you, Ms. Lillian Jean. The way I see it, we all gotta do what we gotta do. And that's what I'm gonna do from now on. Just what I gotta.
Good for you, Cassie, replied Lillian Jean enthusiastically. God'll bless you for it.
You think so?
Why, of course, she exclaimed. God wants all his children to do what's right.
I'm glad you think so, Ms. Lillian Jean. When we reached the crossroads, I waved goodbye to Lillian Jean and waited for the others. Before they reached me, Little Man exclaimed,
Ow! I'm gonna tell Mama, carrying that old dumb Lillian Jean's books.
Cassie, what you do that for? Questioned Christopher John, his round face pained.
Oh, shoot, laughed TJ. Old Cassie just learned she better do what's good for her if she don't want no more of Mr. Sims's backhand.
I clenched my fists behind me and narrowed my eyes in the Logan gaze, but managed to hold my tongue. Stacy stared at me strangely, then turned and said, We better get on to school. As I followed, Jeremy touched my arm timidly.
Cassie, you didn't have to do that. That old Lillian Jean, she ain't worth it.
I stared at Jeremy, trying to understand him. But he shied away from me and ran down the road after his sister.
Mama gonna whip you good, too, said
prideful little man, still fuming as we approached the school. 'Cause I'm gonna sure tell it.
No, you ain't, said Stacy.
There was a shocked silence as all heads turned to him. This here thing's between Cassie and Lillian Jean, and ain't nobody telling nobody nothing about this. He stared directly at TJ, caught his eye, and repeated, Nobody.
Oh, man, cried TJ. It ain't none of my business.
Then, after a moment's silence, he added,
I got too many worries of my own to worry about Cassie, Uncle Tom, and Lillian Jean.
My temper almost flew out of my mouth, but I pressed my lips tightly together, forcing it to stay inside.
Them final examinations coming up in 2 weeks, man, and ain't no way I can afford to fail them things again,
TJ continued.
Then you won't, said Stacy.
Shoot, that's what I thought last year, but your mama makes up the hardest examination she know how.
He paused, sighed, and ventured,
Bet, though, if you kind of ask her about what kind of questions. TJ, don't you come talking to me about no more cheating,
cried Stacy angrily.
After all that trouble I got in last time, count of you got questions, you ask Mama yourself. But you say one more word to me about them tests, I'm gonna...
All right, TJ smiled in feigned apology.
It's just that I'm gonna have to figure out something.
I got a solution, I said, unable to resist just one bit of friendly advice.
What's that?
Try studying. After Uncle Hammer left on New Year's Day, Pop and I had gone into the forest, down the cow path, and to the misty hollow where the trees lay fallen. For a while we stood looking again at the destruction. Then, sitting on one of our fallen friends, we talked in quiet, respectful tones, observing the soft morning of the forest. When I had explained the whole strawberry business to Papa, he said slowly,
"You know, the Bible says you're supposed to forgive these things."
"Yes, sir," I agreed, waiting.
"Supposed to turn the other cheek."
"Yes, sir." Papa rubbed his mustache and looked up at the trees standing like sentinels on the edge of the hollow, listening.
"But the way I see it, the Bible didn't mean for you to be no fool. Now one day, maybe I can forgive John Anderson for what he done to these trees, but I ain't gonna forget it. I figure forgiving is not letting something nag at you, rotting you out. Now, if I hadn't done what I done, then I couldn't have forgiven myself, and that's the truth of it."
I nodded gravely, and he looked down at me.
"You're a lot like me, Cassie girl, but you got yourself a bad temper like your Uncle Hammer. That temper can get you in trouble."
"Yes, sir."
"Now, this thing between you and Lily and Jean, most folks would think you should go around doing what she tell you. And maybe you should."
"Papa!"
"Cassie, there'll be a whole lot of things you ain't gonna wanna do, but you'll have to do in this life just so you can survive. Now, I don't like the idea of what Charlie Sims did to you no more than your Uncle Hammer. But I had to weigh the hurt of what happened to you to what could have happened if I went after him. If I'd have gone after Charlie Sims and given him a good thrashing, like I felt like doing, the hurt to all of us would have been a whole lot more than the hurt you received. So I let it be. I don't like letting it be, but I can live with that decision. But there are other things, Cassie, that if I'd let be, they'd eat away at me and destroy me in the end. And it's the same with you, baby. There are things you can't back down on, things you gotta take a stand on. But it's up to you to decide what them things are. You have to demand respect in this world. Ain't nobody just gonna hand it to you. How you carry yourself, what you stand for, that's how you gain respect. But little one, ain't nobody's respect worth more than your own. You understand that?"
"Yes, sir."
"Now, there ain't no sense in going around being mad. You clear your head so you can think sensibly. Then I want you to think real hard on whether or not Lily and Jean's worth taking a stand about. But keep in mind that Lily and Jean probably won't be the last white person to treat you this way."
He turned toward me so that he looked me full in the face, and the seriousness of his eyes startled me. He held my chin up with the wide flat of his hard hand.
"This here's an important decision, Cassie. Very important. I want you to understand that. But I think you can handle it. Now, you listen to me and you listen good. This thing, if you make the wrong decision and Charlie Sims gets involved, then I get involved and there'll be trouble."
Big trouble?" I whispered. "Like the trees?"
"Don't know," said Papa. "But it could be bad."
I pondered his words, then I promised. "Mr. Sims ain't never gonna hear about it, Papa." Papa studied me.
"I'll count on that, Cassie girl. I'll count real hard on that."